Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. With inflation still raging and savings levels dropping nationwide, more and more consumers are feeling the pinch on their daily budget. It indeed may be an untenable situation for some. The Federal Reserve has the task of addressing ever-increasing prices, and they have several monetary tools at their disposal to do so. The most notable and easiest to understand is to raise the interest rates. By doing so, they make credit more expensive, which has the effect of cooling both consumer and business demand. Less demand, according to economic theory, will have a tendency to ease inflation as suppliers will drop prices in order to continue to sell their goods and services. Unfortunately, more expensive credit puts additional strain on those individuals that must use credit to meet their day-to-day expenses. Although using credit to survive is an additional cost to already cash-strapped families, it is an absolute necessity for some, especially when it comes to meeting an emergency expense such as a car breakdown or other unexpected calamity. As more and more families find it harder to make ends meet, social safety nets get more widely used, and therefore governmental budgets fall under more stress as well. Although the Federal Reserve can borrow and print up cash to meet federal expenses if need be, the states have no such luxury. They can ask the federal government for help, but with every dollar the feds create or borrow, their credit costs go up as well. We often think there are no ramifications from an ever-increasing federal budget, but there are. It's just that those ramifications may not appear until much later, and indeed, the U.S. government can stretch their credit a lot farther than any other state or you and I can. After all, the feds control the almighty U.S. dollar, and it permeates almost every monetary nook and cranny on the globe. That means there's a lot of demand for the greenback, and that need can sop up a lot of debt without causing immediate problems. That said, the more dollars the U.S. borrows or creates eventually spells even more inflation, and a vicious inflationary cycle can take hold. One hard fact of rising interest rates is that they make credit more expensive for all debtors, and that includes any government that has debt, including the mighty U.S. government, owing more than $33 trillion in federal debt. When interest rates rise, the cost to service that debt reaches astronomical levels. Like our cash-strapped family that may depend on credit to at least fund part of their expenses in a timely and necessary fashion, the U.S. is no exception. The U.S. government must borrow some of the money just to pay the interest on their debt. And like the cash-strapped family, borrowing money to pay back previously borrowed money and its interest leads to even, you guessed it, more debt. Take a step back and look at the complete picture from a macroeconomic view. Debt is permeating all walks of the global economy, both public and private. With more and more money being borrowed and printed on a global scale, to somehow imagine that inflation will respond to rising interest rates and subside to tolerable levels may be skirting the outer limits of the Twilight Zone. In other words, there is an end game to all this. We just don't know what that might look like. With both consumers, states, governments, and businesses facing higher costs on all things due to the increase in interest rates, which includes paying higher borrowing costs on money already spent, may mean at some point a critical threshold may eventually be reached. In the past, countries that have reached that critical point financially have had to restructure their finances, which usually spelled a partial or total default to their creditors. If that occurs on a global level, or even just to the United States, because we are the biggest part of the global economy, what happens next is anyone's guess. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only, is not admit as it. That does it for today's Money Matters. And remember, this newscast expresses the opinion of myself and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license on OL34249, and my insurance agency is BAP Incorporated. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti. Thanks for listening.